I have some fun facts for you. St. John Lateran Basilica is not named after a saint, but after the Lateran family who donated the land for the church to be built upon when Christianity was first legalized. It was the first public worship space. The St. John, it refers to St. John the Baptist and St. John the Evangelist. And the Lateran Basilica is the Pope's church. The Pope is the Archbishop of Rome. St. Peter's is where all the ceremonial for the universal church happens. But for the Rome diocese, it's the Pope's church. Another fun fact. In my nearly 31 years of preaching on behalf of Franciscan peacemakers, I have had this gospel at least a dozen times. And when we introduced the program for the women that we worked with on the streets to help bring dignity to their humanity and started to be invited to parishes to sell, I would go like this. But it is because we began to give the women the opportunity to feel their humanity. Jesus' anger was not because he was mad, but he was grieving. Jesus was grieving both for the sellers and the people who had to pay to offer sacrifice to their God. And the very presence of God among all this commotion was hidden. And so for nearly 30 years, it was a Capuchin priest, Father Mike Sullivan, was one of the founders of the ministry to begin to reach out to women who are on the streets, in many cases being forced to sell their bodies. And I joined as a six-week volunteer nearly 30 years ago. I don't know how to count. And I knew when I began first working as the associate director, and within that first week, being out on the streets and recognized the woman on the ground bleeding named Rosie. She was on the streets, the city of Milwaukee, grew up in Oconomowoc, and she was bleeding. And Father Mike and I rushed to her aid, and people living in the neighborhood rushed to her aid. And as I was holding her up, like this baby's being held, to help her breathe, and people were applying pressure on her knife wounds, and she died in my arms. And Father Mike always had his oils with him. And as she was still breathing, he began to anoint her. Paramedics, the police came, and I was holding her. I really thought after 30 years of telling the story from time to time, this wouldn't happen.
There was a paramedic named Angie. When I was out to let her down, she said, "Don't." And Angie held both of us. And people were crying. People were angry. And Father Mike just stood up and he extended his arms and he began to pray for peace. And there was this calmness like I had never experienced before. People in the neighborhood knelt, the paramedic and the firefighters, the police officers knelt, just for a moment. Time stood still. And just for a moment, it's really the first time that I could say I experienced the real presence of Jesus. As I processed this for weeks and months, I found myself getting angry. Angry because I knew what brought Rosie to these streets, which is the same thing that brings all the women to the streets, regardless if they come from wealth, middle class, or poverty, regardless of the color of their skin. 99.9% of them experience sexual abuse as a child. And I was angry. And while being angry, I had no idea what we would do. So I can tell you, when I can remember really first paying attention to this gospel and Jesus driving the money changers and the sellers out of the temple, oh man, he is really mad. I was taught in grade school, Jesus never got mad. He couldn't do that. But as I read this gospel over the years and preached on this gospel over the years, I really started to understand my own anger coming from grief. And I might be wrong, but I just feel Jesus was just angry about the situation, feeling love and compassion for both the sellers and the people having to buy. And that is not what God intended. Just as, and I have to say, I think this is about my fifth time preaching here over the years. And every time I've come here, at least one mass, there's a baptism. It's usually been a girl. And I, and eventually our growing staff at Peacemakers, had to come to a realization we not only had to be there on the streets as this presence to these women, but also teach the wider community. So the Pope's church, the Basilica of Lateran, the Pope, the primary teacher, continues the tradition to preach God's love for all people, to preach God's mercy for all people. I'm not comparing myself to the Pope. But I suspect Father Tim, I just met him 3 minutes before Mass started. I don't know him. But I'm going to make the assumption that he is this man of deep faith and takes his priestly responsibilities seriously. Otherwise, he wouldn't be sitting in that chair. And I had to learn to get over my anger at the situation that I saw day after day after day, and the violence day after day, and try to become the person that Jesus challenges all of us to be. Each and every day, we're called to conversion. And I don't know how many days 30 years in the work adds up to. But I do know so many of those days. I'm a product of Catholic education from here to there. I had excellent teachers and professors through it all. But it's these women on the streets who really taught me how to connect to Jesus. There are many times the women on the streets, I would sit on a curb next to them, sharing a soda and a sandwich and just talking and express frustration, and they'd put their arm around me. They would comfort me. And Rosie was not the first woman who died that we worked with. But she was one of the many that inspired us to do more than just beat on the streets. Because we figured out after many years we were putting band-aids on wounds that required major surgery. And so we opened up Clare Community in honor of St. Clare of Assisi to provide a place for them to come and live for 2 years to begin to heal not only from the trauma of what they experienced on the streets, but understanding that trauma traced all the way back to what happened to them as children. We created the social enterprise where they make soaps and lotions and all this fun stuff that all of you are going to buy because they don't want to take anything home. I'm not getting a yes. To not only give them the dignity of work, but the dignity of a fair wage job. They weren't charged for, women aren't charged for any services, they're not charged rent, but they do have to save a half of what they earn. In the hopes when they graduate, they're going to move into another level of living a loving and productive life. When you go mob the tables, you need to look for Cynthia out there. She'll be wearing the green hooded sweatshirt that says peace and all good. Cynthia was one of the women that I worked with for years on the streets. Cynthia completed the program. Cynthia became my colleague. Cynthia went on to Mount Mary to earn a degree in social work. And she continues to provide care, and she's learned the ins and outs and how to do all this other stuff to try to help the next woman out of the situation. To try to help them see their worth, just as God sees the worth in all of us. And that all that stuff that was happening in the temple shielded the people from experiencing God. and everything Peacemakers has been able to do over all these years has happened because I've had the privilege of traveling throughout the Archdiocese and beyond to talk about the work and the struggles these women face. And people like you respond prayerfully, financially, buying products. Are you hearing a theme? I'm retired. And if our board vice president was here, she'd say, finally, he's reminding people to buy. It is so important that we always remember to celebrate what happens in this sacred space. That the bread and wine become the body and blood of Jesus, the real presence. Without that real presence, without praying over the gospel day after day after day, there's no way I would have been able to do what I did. There's no way people would have stepped up to help us do what we did. Unless they didn't hear and remember from time to time the words of the gospel, the words of the institution, the body and blood of Christ. Center of our faith. So yes, we can have faith and still get angry, grieving the situation, whatever the situation or multiple situations of the world are. But we can't let the anger overtake us. We have to come back. We have to renew. We are all in need of conversion of one thing or another. And it's taking that step is what brings us closer to Jesus each and every time. I wish all of you peace and all good.